So stop me if you've heard this one before. The project to bring high-speed rail to San Francisco is getting pricier and pricier. Estimates for the project are now almost $2 billion more than they were back in 2016. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, first, we're getting new assurances that it's coming, but we've been getting assurances since when?
since it began, Eric. You know, there's that saying that if you found yourself in a hole, stop digging. But when it comes to transit projects around the Bay Area, it seems like the motto is, if you find yourself in a hole, dig double. And that's what we're doing. You know, recently the feds passed that massive infrastructure bill, which included $23 billion for new projects around the country. And the Bay Area transit people are putting in a bid to try to get a chunk of that money to finance the building of a two-mile tunnel from the downtown Transbay Terminal, which is now a glorified bus station, and connect the train station that's in that transit center's basement to down around the ballpark where Caltrain station is. It's a distance of 2 miles, and it's cost about $3.5 billion a mile to do. But with federal money available for at least half of that project, we're applying for it in the hopes of bringing rail into the downtown. Is it going to come in at that cost? Probably not. It's probably going to cost more. But as these projects go, and Eric and Margie, this we've seen it time and time again. Federal money's available. You put in for the federal money. It covers about half the cost, and then you have to go local for the other half, and that's where things get really dicey.
Best case scenario, when might we see this completed?
Best case scenario, I would say probably in the next 5 to 10 years. A lot of this is depending on whether we can get the money and get it going and rolling with this. But there's also a question of what the return is going to be on this. For starters, like you said, we got to get high speed. The whole idea is that people are going to hop on this and go from here to San Jose to Los Angeles at speeds of up to 200 miles an hour on high speed rail. So far, high speed rail is pretty much out in the Central Valley and going, well, not anywhere right now. They're still just trying to link up the experimental track in the Central Valley. The second part would be to bring Caltrain into the downtown. Caltrain serves about 3,200 passengers a day right now. And remember, San Francisco's downtown isn't as full as it used to be. But here's one of the things that I thought interesting. In an effort to cut costs, they've eliminated the plans for an underground walkway between the Transbay Terminal and BART, you know, which would be a logical hookup. That saves them $220 million, but I'm not sure it makes the project all that much more feasible. We'll keep track on this, but like I said, if there's federal money available, we're going to get it. What they don't tell us is we got to come up with our half. It's going to be an interesting ride.
Yeah, $220 million, that's almost serious money. All right, Phil, thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.